This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I got to tell you something. I went to the movies. It's been a while since I've been to the movies. And we decided to see the new Spider-Man movie, the Spider-Man Homecoming movie. Now, I don't know how many Spider-Men there have been. There's been, wasn't there about four Spider-Man movies with... I don't even know the names of the actors anymore. Who was the first one that where they started? I think it was the first of the movies, you know, recently, where Peter Parker was, can't believe I forgot his name. I got to figure it out. Anyway, Tobey Maguire, that's it. Okay, so you had about four or five of those movies. Then you had the other one who I really, really liked. He was the one on Facebook, and I can't think of his name, Andrew Garfield, I think. He did Spider-Man also, and he did pretty good. And then this next one, I believe, with Tom Holland, I have to admit, it was excellent. But I have a big problem with the way they did the movie. It was a phenomenal movie. I'm really impressed with the way Marvel and Marvel Studios makes these movies, like Avengers, Captain America, The Hulk, Thor, all very entertaining. And as an adult... Okay, you know, because I'm not a kid, I love seeing movies that bring you back to your childhood, but that you could find entertaining. The only problem is I have to, and I need to stop doing this so I could just sit and enjoy the movie. All right, I need to stop putting my psychological hat on and looking at how this affects society, all right? And the Spider-Man movie exemplifies, the latest Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Homecoming, kind of exemplifies what's wrong with our society and how we are raising our children, okay? Now, I know you guys are like, Dahlia, it was just a movie. And I go, no, you got to hear me out. Okay, so basically what this last Spider-Man Homecoming movie, what's very interesting with this is, they didn't take a college student like Tobey Maguire. They took Tom Holland, which was a high school student, and I think it was brilliant. Actually, one of my favorite Spider-Man movies yet. Michael Keaton was in it. John Favreau, and then, of course, Robert Downey Jr. So a lot of our favorite actors were in this movie, and they did a phenomenal job putting it all together. Marissa Tomei, well done. But when I was watching the movie, now we're talking Spider-Man, okay? So you think of the little toys, you think of the action figures, you think of the suit, okay? While I'm watching the movie, they said the word penis a lot. I guess some of the kids were calling him, instead of Peter Parker, Penis Parker. They also used some other sort of language. It wasn't even about the violence. It was about the language. And then, of course, there's a very interesting line at the end of the movie that I don't want to say. And it was, for an adult, it was really entertaining. But I had to stop and go, whoa, wait a second. This is Spider-Man. Are there kids in the audience? Well, this Spider-Man movie was rated PG-13. And so, when we look at the movie ratings, and really quickly here. So, you know, if something's rated G, that's for general audiences, all ages admitted. So your three-year-old could be in the movie, your infant could be in the movie, and great-grandma, all right? PG rating, which I thought Spider-Man should be a G or PG, PG movie is, well, you need some parental guidance. Some material may not be suitable for children. All right, there may be strong language, there may be some violence. Spider-Man Homecoming, and appropriately so, got a PG-13 rating. They say this is parents strongly cautioned. Some material may not be suitable for children under 13. Now, I kind of have a little issue with that in that, you know, calling Peter Parker what they did You know, I don't think that's appropriate for a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old. You know, I really don't want my teenagers changing the names just because there's a, you know, consonant P in it. I don't want them getting that idea. So, you know, personally, whether you have, you know, kids or not, whether they're above 13 or older 13, I just thought that was kind of inappropriate. That's just me. They say any nudity is supposed to be a non-sexual nudity. So, you know how like an Ant-Man, they showed the suit for the girl and it looked like there were curves, you know, built in, you know, so she had like a bra type of structure in there. That's okay for a PG or PG-13 movie. But you can't have any nudity that's non-sexual, I guess. So if somebody smacks somebody in the butt, that might be a PG-13 rating. You're not supposed to use too many cuss words. And, you know, and so I take a step back here and I go, but wait a second. Okay, so Spider-Man, these movies are supposed to be for kids. Right? You know, when we grew up, we had Superman toys. We had Wonder Woman toys. Da-da-da-da-da, Wonder Woman. Right? You know, so I would pretend to be Wonder Woman, although her outfit was really inappropriate, but that's okay. You know, my brother used to walk around with a cape. You know, he had a Superman cape, so we would tie it on him. He would run around with the cape. So, you know, we would commercialize these movies as kid toys, and these kids would idolize these figures. So here's Spider-Man, probably one of the most entertaining movies of the year. You have it more child targeted because he's a teenager, and they sit here and they make it a PG-13 with all the extra cuss words and some of the more adult themes. I don't get that, okay? What movies are kids supposed to see? Okay, well, somebody will say, well, Frozen. Okay, you know, Frozen, that's kind of what Disney's doing. Frozen got a PG rating. Frozen wasn't even rated G. Frozen was PG. Now, of course, four-year-old girls love to be Elsa, and everybody wants to wear the dress. I want to wear the dress. I want it to be Elsa for Halloween, the big blue dress and the blonde hair and the big eyes. And, you know, so your inner kid, responded to that, but it was rated PG. And parents took their girls to Frozen. They didn't care that it was rated PG. Kids are taking their, or parents are taking their kids to Spider-Man Homecoming, despite that it's PG-13. Now, PG-13 is very interesting. PG-13 got its roots because Steven Spielberg had made the movie Gremlins and Indiana Jones Temple of Doom. And some of those scenes were so graphic that they had to come up with a new PG rating. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about how a revised Senate health care bill is expected later today. As soon as we find out what's in it, we're going to report it. You know, I don't know where the Senate's going to go in terms of getting enough votes to pass this. They need 52, to be clear. And in its current form, we don't think they're going to have it. However, there's been a lot of discussion on the Medicaid recession of the ACA. And this is something we've talked about on the show for a very long time. How do we continue to enroll thousands upon thousands or millions of people on Medicaid without there being some sort of a sunset to it? All right? You know, the funding has to stop. You know, the economy has to change. Where do we go from here? And there's been a lot of criticism of the current GOP bills because it would cut Medicaid recipients. Well, that's something that had to be. One thing that we're doing now in the next segment is we're going to have Dr. Ira Weiner. He is a podiatric reconstructive surgeon and adjunct professor at UAG School of Medicine joining us. Dr. Weiner, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Weiner can kind of give us a little insight on some of the challenges he's seen with Medicaid. Yeah, thank you again for coming on. So what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
So I practice in Las Vegas just like you do. And for the last 20-plus years that I've been here, my specialty has been specifically excluded from the Medicaid program. Well, now with the Affordable Care Act and the ramping up of more Medicaid recipients, because we perform life-saving surgeries on these patients and being specifically excluded, it's now placed us in a very precarious situation. I get dozens of calls every week in my office asking if we take Medicaid, and of course we don't. So it's not legal for me to charge these patients if they want to come in. Yet, it's not really legal for me to turn them away.
Right.
Now, because myself and my partner and several other of us here in the Las Vegas area are hospital-based, it now places us in a situation where we have to perform surgeries on these patients for free.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead. It's mind-boggling because it's mind-boggling because it's expensive to perform surgery. You know, there's costs involved. It's not only your time. You know, people say, well, you know what, doctors, they have time. They could go, look, donating our time is something we've always done. But it costs money. It costs staff hours. It costs, for me, one of the reasons why I just, you know, couldn't continue to keep my practice running is because there's only so much you could do for free, and then you can't pay the bills.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you know, I was on a town hall meeting with Jackie Rosen. And one of the questions that I posed to her after she had her.
And she's just for my listeners, she is a congressional district. Please specify which she's a congresswoman that represents Las Vegas. Yes. Okay.
Correct. So one of the things she was talking about, one of the viewers or one of the people on the show asked her, was about medical devices. She sat there and she spoke about how she's all for medical devices and innovations and how things should be, we should be at the forefront of the best devices in the world. But I don't think she really understands the magnitude of this and the fact that these medical devices for Medicare and Medicaid recipients aren't even covered. So I think the farther along we go, and we're seeing it now in the surgical realm, is surgeries are being denied on these patients because these devices aren't covered. So how can she stand for something and not even be aware of the fact that it's not a covered benefit?
So when you have patients that have...
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So we have, for those who join us, we're talking to Dr. Ira Weiner. He's a podiatric reconstructive surgeon in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, when you have a patient, you said, you know, patients will call in. They have Medicaid. So they'll call into the office. And, we had to stop taking Medicaid. After a while, working for free was impossible. They wouldn't pay on the claims. And people, it was frustrating. And my patients have listened to it ad nausea. But, where do patients go for podiatric services? I don't understand why it's not covered under the ACA and Medicaid. So Medicaid won't cover a diabetic foot screen. They wouldn't cover ingrown toenails. They wouldn't cover metatarsal surgery, neuroma surgery. They won't cover any of that?
Well, for children under the age of 18, under the Healthy Kids program, they do. Now, several of the Medicaid HMOs, like Smart Choice in particular, they do cover services, but Nevada State Medicaid does not. But we're not talking about ingrown toenails. We're talking about gangrene, gas gangrene, osteomyelitis, patients that need amputations, reconstructive diabetic surgery to prevent amputations. That's what I do.
And Medicaid won't cover that at all.
So
you have a diabetic patient that comes in, that's crazy. Will they cover an orthopedic surgeon?
That's what's interesting. So there is no orthopedic call at the hospitals that I'm at or the one main hospital that I'm at. Will they cover an orthopedic surgeon? Yes. Will they cover a general surgeon? Yes. Now, you and I both know that general surgeons do get paid for call, whereas our specialty doesn't, yet we are placed on call and expected to perform the work.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is. And when I presented my case to Nevada Medicaid, which was very simple, that they should reimburse services that are in a specific set for amputations, for gangrene, for infections, for abscesses, things that are life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than the orthopedic surgeon or the general surgeon or whatever, they could pay us. It wouldn't cost the state any more money. It's just a transfer of payment.
Right.
And it's met with deaf ears. I received, they never call back.
You see, I'm so frustrated by that. Podiatrists always co-manage my patients with me. Podiatrists were always my go-to. And I had no idea that you guys had been, you know, working for free with so many, you know, for so many years. And, you know, God bless you and, you know, all your work. You know, what are some of the most common things that you're seeing? Are you seeing certain conditions on a rise now, you know, because of, you know, rising obesity and lack of good diabetic care? What are you noticing in your practice?
Well, I'm certainly seeing more gangrene patients. And things do run in cycles. For instance, in the summer months, believe it or not, we do see a lot of burns. Burns are very, very common. Mm. A Medicaid patient may walk to their mailbox and not put shoes and socks on, walk to the pavement. They're, of course, the sensations decrease, so they show up at the emergency room with foot burns. Very common. Believe it or not, in the winter, we have a fair amount of frostbite.
Mm.
Gangrene runs rampant. We see a tremendous amount of gangrene. And then that, of course, progresses to things like osteomyelitis, which, of course, is an infection in the bone.
Yeah.
These patients require amputations. They require emergency surgery. I mean, to get called in at 10 o'clock at night for an emergency gas gangrene patient, to do it for free, and at some point, it gets to the point where you can't do it anymore.
Right.
And I've sent letters to Dean Heller. Nothing's been ever said about that. I've sent multiple letters to Medicaid. They don't say anything. Jackie Rosen, obviously, she never gets back to me. So at this point, with the ramping up of Medicaid, there's going to be more and more patients. They're going to lose this care. And I think, unfortunately, it's sad to say, the government may say it's probably easier just to cut their legs off.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's right.
I need to know that. And I think it's what it's going to progress to.
No, that's right, because
many instances.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's right. You know, a big fear people have with diabetes is that they're going to lose their leg. And, you know, why? And as you explained, you know, they get an infection in the bone. It starts with an infection of the skin. It buries deeper. It gets into the bone, the infection in the bone. Therefore, it's very difficult to cure. The antibiotics used. Oh, that's a good question. In terms of the Medicaid coverage of the antibiotics for osteomyelitis, how are you, what are you seeing in terms of that coverage?
That is a wonderful question. I'm glad you touched on that. Let's talk about Medicare as well. So mm-hmm. Medicare will not pay for IV antibiotics, and the treatment for that is 6 weeks of IV antibiotics. Mm-hmm. We both know that. However, they will not pay for that at their home. They have to go to a long-term care facility or a nursing home for 6 weeks of antibiotics,
wow.
which is infinitely more expensive than being able to have the care at home. Same thing holds true with Medicaid. And unfortunately, what we find now is a lot of the long-term care facilities aren't real happy to take the Medicaid patients. So it's becoming a situation where the public is being told that they're allowed to have the care and they have access to the care, whereas the reality of the matter is it really doesn't exist. It's
mm-hmm.
become increasingly more difficult. And I know in your practice you probably run into the same thing.
Nobody talks about this in the media, you know? Dr. Weiner, how do people find you?
Well, for the most part, my practice is Genesis Vascular, which is on Smoke Ranch in Buffalo. We perform endovascular reconstruction and limb salvage surgery as well as wound care. I'm one of the doctors that runs the wound care department at North Vista Hospital. Our success rates for limb salvage there are as good as or better than anyone in the country. I teach limb salvage. I teach wound care.
Wow.
We teach endovascular reconstruction. So we are at the forefront of cutting-edge technology.
Yes. Thank you.
To take care of these problems and try to preserve it.
Thank you, Dr. Weiner, for joining us. We'll definitely have you back. Thank you so much, and bless you for all your work. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know, I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one argument the left has when it comes to health care is, especially as we start moving towards a single-payer system, and mark my words, we're going there. You know, even though we don't want it to happen, we're going there. We promise too much. Private enterprise can't make this work. You can't have half the country not pay taxes and put money into a system that requires multiple government entitlements and multiple millions and billions of dollars infused into a system that the government doesn't have. It's just not going to work. It won't. And, you know, the GOP's, trying to struggle to come up with a repeal and replacement for Obamacare. You can't. once you promise, you know, the world and it starts to fall and fail, the only option you have is to have the government come in and step in, which is what was designed to happen, or you keep doing patchwork until the ship eventually sinks. So, one argument the left has is, well, you know, if we do go to an all Medicaid or single payer system, people are happy with our current system. They're happy with Medicaid. And I was like, no, patients aren't happy. They have to wait weeks to get an appointment. They can't get the medications that they wish. They don't seem to have as easy access. They walk around with a Medicaid card. That doesn't mean they're getting access. Well, NPR has published a study or a survey released, and it was a study released by Harvard's Chan School of Public Health, showing that people enrolled in Medicaid are overwhelmingly satisfied with their coverage and care. The researchers looked at survey data collected by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for more than 270,000 people who were enrolled in Medicaid in 2013. So this was kind of a large survey, and I understand it's being reported by NPR, so this is obviously highlighting, you know, what the left has been purporting and been arguing. But they gave the program an average rating of 7.9 out of 10, where 10 was considered the best health care possible. Nearly half of the respondents rated Medicaid a 9 or 10. So according to Michael Barnett, a researcher at the Department of Health Policy and Management at Harvard's Chan School, they said nearly half the people are giving it nearly a perfect score. That's pretty good. There aren't a lot of services that we get for anything, government or not, where you'd give it a perfect score. The study publishes a research letter in the July 10th issue of JAMA Internal Medicine and shows that 84% of Medicaid recipients felt they were able to get all the medical care they needed in the last 6 months. Only 3% said they could not get care because of long wait times or because doctors would not accept their insurance. Now, that's a very interesting statistic and a very interesting study finding. Okay, only 3% said they could not get care because of long wait times or because doctors would not accept their insurance. Now, it looks like they have a pretty adequate sample size. That's not the same sample size that I've had. You know, when Medicaid patients say, look, I'm just going to pay cash. I mean, people had to pretend they didn't have Medicaid so they could see a physician, because you can't go to a physician having Medicaid and pay. So they were turned down from offices. So they would pretend to not have insurance so they could pay to be seen. That's not what they found in this study, but that's what I've seen in my neck of the woods. Right? You know, there's not enough doctors that take Medicaid. And those that are, it's far and few between, and the lines are out the door. So, this study, I'm here to report all the studies. I could make commentary on them, but I'm here to report the studies. And they say that the results applied across the board to those in traditional Medicaid, Medicaid managed care plans, and among the elderly and disabled. The study did not include people who got Medicaid through the Affordable Care Act expansion or people in nursing homes. So, all right, us overhauling Medicaid, right, is something that has to be done not only for a patient satisfaction issue, but because of an economic issue. You know, you can't have, you know, every year, you know, more, I would say, how many, about what, 4 or 5 million people? I'm not sure what the latest statistic is, going on Medicaid. That's a lot. I mean, it's been going up every single year, even despite the economy improving. And you can't do that without there being some sort of a sunset clause or some sort of a, all right, guys, you know, now that, you know, let's get you back into the employment sector. Let's get you employer-based insurance so you don't have to be on Medicaid. Many people, they're either fine with Medicaid or they can't qualify for employer-based insurance. If an employer is not going to hire you full-time, they're not going to give you insurance. Okay, we've all been there. You know, and then we have to try to purchase our own health insurance. So if you qualify income-wise, why not go on Medicaid? Now, when I was a medical student and we had clinics, we had quote-unquote free clinics through the hospital system. There was a free gynecology clinic. There was a free internal medicine clinic. From what I understand, those clinics no longer exist anymore. They couldn't afford to still be. When I, though, was a medical student, I was so grateful for those patients allowing me to come in and practice on them, basically. You know, medical students have to practice. And we are so grateful for any patient that allows a medical student to come into the room and learn. You know, honestly, any of you guys that allow medical students to come in and examine your ear, examine your mouth, examine your heart, be there to assist on the surgery, God bless you. I mean, you know, because that's how I learned. You know, for me to deliver a baby as a medical student, there had to be somebody there that allowed that to happen. Now, one thing that I noticed, and the reason why my education was so good coming from the University of Nevada School of Medicine, was because there were so many people that needed care, so many people relying on this free clinic, that there was no way they were going to say no to any of the students. They were getting free care. They were so grateful for the care that they were getting, that they didn't mind the wait. They didn't mind they just didn't mind the clinic. And, I mean, it was a good clinic. It was a clean clinic, et cetera. But, I mean, it was a busy clinic. There was a lot of people. And again, it wasn't that they were getting, you know, the tippity top, five star, you know, hospital treatment. You know, they were getting medical students in there and residents who were good and provided good care. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like one of these places where you could go on an island and get anything done while you get your toes pedicured. So, you know, when somebody doesn't have health insurance and they get it for free, and the doctor was competent, and the patient got better, they're going to rate it high. And I'm glad that they did, and I commend them for doing that. So if somebody received free care, and they liked the care, thank you for being forward with that. We just have to be very careful how we interpret that sort of gratitude. Okay? Somebody getting free care is not going to necessarily go, oh, Medicaid stinks, Medicaid this. You know, people are scared of the government. They don't want to lose their Medicaid card. They don't want to lose insurance. They don't really want to stand out. Okay, so if somebody got free care and the care was adequate, and listen, a doctor that performs Medicaid care is a good doctor, just like any doctor that does private insurance. You know, all of us, all of us have the same training, right? We have to take the same boards. We have to provide the same care, okay, whether you have Medicaid or not. So, yes, you are going to get good care if you're a Medicaid recipient. And let's say you weren't excited about the wait time or you weren't excited. Many times you won't complain. You know, if I get something for free, I'm going to say thank you. You know, like we got some free popcorn, right, because I had the rewards at the movie theater. Okay? The popcorn wasn't the tastiest, but I don't care. I got it for free. I got the popcorn for free, so I'm not going to say anything. So we have to be very, very careful when we use a study like this and extrapolate it to, you see, the country is going to be happy with Medicaid as their main insurance. No, they're not. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator. Energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so much. Miguel writes, I have Medicaid. The doctor is incompetent. He kind of goes on and actually uses some cuss words that I don't want to say, but he says, my vote is to let Obamacare fail. He doesn't like the plan that the affordable, not the Affordable Care Act, the American Health Care Act provides. And I put up polls every now and then on Facebook, and I appreciate your response, Miguel. Here's the thing. Letting Obamacare fail, and we've talked about this on the show, which, you know, originally I was – I was considering. I was like, look, you know, it's imploding. The GOP is going to get blamed no matter what. Let it implode and start from scratch. And at first I thought of that, and then I was like, no, we really, really can't, because we have people that need to go to the doctor tomorrow and need to go to the doctor a week from now. And even though it may, quote, unquote, just implode on paper, if, you know, the economy is very, very delicate, right? And things happen with the stock markets, things happen from a recession standpoint, and so whenever there's fear, bad things happen in other sectors. And so we need smooth transitions. We just can't have a sinking ship. And so, you know, and the other thing too is, you know, no matter how you look at it for the next election, the GOP appears to be in charge, you know, steering the ship, even though Obamacare was a, you know, Democrat, piece of work. And boy, was it a piece of work. The GOP will be blamed if anything happens to the current healthcare sector. You know, and as Obama kept blaming George Bush, and you see how that didn't really fly, there's only going to be so much the GOP can do blaming President Obama. Okay? They have to act. Even though you and I know fixing health care is going to be a multiple year or decade process. You know, to fix what Obamacare did, it's going to take years. Okay? You can't do it before the next election. So I am for some sort of a replacement plan. Yet Ted Cruz talked about here, which is very interesting, that maybe it should just be repealed without the replacement plan. If we can't come up with a replacement plan, let's just repeal it anyway. Texas Senator Ted Cruz made a statement on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and he said, if we can't get this done right now, I agree with the president, and let's honor the promise on repeal and spend more time to get it done. The replacement is what's holding everybody up. Okay? You know, people don't know how to handle Planned Parenthood. People don't know how to handle the Medicaid and the increasing amount of Medicaid recipients. People don't know how to handle the pre-existing conditions. Although I heard the other day somebody was concerned about that Donald Trump wanted to nix the pre-existing conditions. From what I understand, no, that's not on the table. Right, preserving somebody's pre-existing condition history to allow them to have health insurance is still there. Allowing kids to stay on their parents' health insurance until they're age 26, that's still there. You know, so those two, some of the most popular parts of Obamacare would still would still be a part of the new GOP bill. The problem is. Those on the pre-existing condition clause is kind of what's forcing us to, you know, fail in terms of having a healthy healthcare system. It stinks. It's just something that has to be said. You know, the demise of the private healthcare system occurred when we promised to cover pre-existing conditions. And mind you, trust me, I have pre-existing conditions, right? I got, you know, this ovary that hasn't acted up in years. Okay, you know, I had a tumor on it years ago that should be done, but somebody could later say, nah, she had a tumor on her ovary, so that's pre-existing. So, you know, I'm right there with you. You know, I have pre-existing. I have hemorrhoids, okay, so, right, we all know about that. I have constipation issues. My breasts are too big. I'd like to get those reduced, but no. So all of those are pre-existing conditions for me. So I'm right there with you. I mean, I don't want to be turned down by a health insurance company. Say, you know what, you've always had a big butt. So, no, you know, if your butt is giving you issues with your back can't hold up your butt anymore, you have back pain because your butt is pre-existing. I don't want that to happen, okay? If I need to have something done with my butt, I need it to be done. So I'm with you guys on that. The problem is, and as we've seen, you know, talked about over and over and over again, you know, when you only have, you know, sick people going, you know, purchasing health insurance, the dollars spent on those sick people is more than what they could collect in terms of premiums. So we need healthy people that don't need health insurance to pay premiums. And they don't want to do it. You know, and a lot of the healthy people are the millennials. We're going to the millennials. You know, the reason why a lot of older people give the millennials crap is because they think the millennials are part of the problem. And the millennials think the baby boomers are part of the problem. Everybody's against the baby boomers. It's neither group. Guys, don't blame each other. I'm a big fan of the millennials. I tell you, I am becoming more and more a fan of the millennials. And you want to know what? I don't blame them for not wanting to buy a house. I don't blame them for not wanting to go to college. I mean, this is ridiculous. Look at how much college costs. $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year, some of these colleges, just for you to get a piece of paper degree that doesn't guarantee you a job. You to buy a house that at any time the market can crash because we have idiots running the banks and the lending institutions. Maybe the millennials are smarter than we think. You know, if a millennial says, why don't I save money? Why don't I live at home and save some money? My parents will pay for my health insurance. Okay? I'll hone in on my skills. No sense getting married. No, you know, who knows? Maybe they're actually one of the smartest generations yet. The only problem is that type of thinking makes it a lot harder for us older folk. It's a problem. If we don't have them working, if we don't have them getting their college degree job where they could be making close to six figures and then putting tax money into the economy and pay taxes, we have problems. The more millennials that don't work to the degree that many of the 80s generation, what are we, Generation X? Am I Generation X? Well, I didn't start working until my 90s and 2000s, to be honest. So I don't know what I am, but I'm not as young as I used to be. Let's just say that. So I'm in the generation where, again, I have hemorrhoids. But, we need the millennials to buy houses. If the millennials aren't buying houses, I mean, we talk about the housing crisis that we're facing. Baby boomers are starting to age out of their homes. They don't need a two-story house. They don't need to live and deal with, you know, Maryland or Vermont or New York winters. They could live in a condo in Florida or in Las Vegas. The weather's great in Las Vegas. Not a lot of humidity, dry heat. You don't have to shovel snow. So, you know, you could get a condo. Many of them are older, going to assisted living. All right, so who else are going to buy the homes? Well, you know, who has the money to? Middle-aged people. Yeah, we already have our home. We have our home. We're not moving. Okay, so, you know, who's going to move into these new homes? Well, we look to the millennials. The millennials aren't buying homes. I don't blame them for not wanting to buy homes. The problem is, if they don't buy these homes, we have a glut. We have too much supply in the market. In Las Vegas, they're building. Las Vegas is building like crazy. And maybe it's good because of the weather, and we do attract a lot of older individuals. Right? And it is cheaper to live in Las Vegas, and we're getting the Raiders. We have the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. We got, you know, the Dr. Dahlia show. I mean, Las Vegas is one of the best cities ever. Okay? Phenomenal city. But if we have older individuals leaving their homes and younger individuals not buying them up, that's a problem. So we have definitely some issues ahead of us. So, we're finding out that there's going to be a Senate revised version of the bill. We're also being told that many of the senators may not take their recess in August so they can work on this. I don't know how that goes. How do you hold a vote during a recess? I don't know if they would hold a vote. But Ted Cruz is suggesting just repeal Obamacare and then worry about the replacement later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.